Let's pray. Father God, I pray that you speak to us through your word and speak to us by your spirit and change our lives. Amen. Well, I must confess that I think I come from a long line of Republicans. My dad was a Republican. He died a few years ago. But he remembers King George V. And apparently, the story goes, he told me with pride that he was wheeled out with all the children in his school to see King George V, and they were all given little Union Jacks to wave and wave a flag. And he just said, "I'm not going to do that." And he turned his back on the king, and he just wouldn't do it. And so I kind of grew up with that. But I must confess that I've become more and more enthusiastic for the monarchy, or certainly for the Queen, the longer she's reigned. And I think a lot of people are like that. I have to confess, I never actually met her. Has anybody here met the Queen? Yeah, hands up. Come on, don't be modest. Oh, well, brilliant, fantastic. Well, you can tell us afterwards what she's like. I've never actually met her, but everything I've read tells me that although she's surrounded by people kind of bowing and curtsying all the time, she's actually quite a humble lady with a real sense of humour. I heard recently that apparently one day a mobile phone went off in the middle of a Privy Council meeting. And it turned out that the mobile phone belonged to Claire Short MP. And quick as a flash, the Queen said, "I do hope it wasn't anyone important." Which is great, isn't it? Because who could be more important than the Queen? And she can also take a joke. My favourite Queen joke, and I don't know if you heard this one, was when she was presented to the comedian Tommy Cooper after a Royal Variety performance. And, you know, after the Royal Variety performance, all the performers are lined up and she says hello to all of them. And when she got to Tommy Cooper, he said this, "Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?" "No," the Queen said, "but I might not be able to give you a full answer." He said, "Do you like football?" "Well, not really," said the Queen. "In that case," said Tommy, "do you mind if I have your cup final tickets?" But I wonder, how could somebody like the Queen possibly be humble? Well, we've just had a story from Jesus' life about humility, where a couple of the disciples got their mum to have a word on their behalf with Jesus because they realized who Jesus was. And they realized that he was powerful and influential and had come from God. And they decided that he was somebody that they needed to cozy up to and try and get a good space in heaven. And Jesus makes absolutely plain what humility is and what humility is not. And being humble is not about what you say. It's about what you believe and what you do that counts. I've said this before, but what I believe the Bible teaches about humility is this. Humility is to agree with what God says about you and to live it out. Humility is to agree with what God says about you and live it out. So, if you remember the story in John chapter 13, and what happens is, there's Jesus with his disciples in the upper room, and it begins by saying, Jesus, knowing the Father had placed all things in his hand, he was come from God and he was going to God. So everything that there was and everything that he could see, Jesus belonged to Jesus. And then what happens? Would that be the moment for him to say, "Look, you need to realize I'm the boss, I'm the one in charge"? No, that's the moment where he takes a towel, wraps it around himself and washes their feet. And then he says, "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet." And he wasn't doing that because he was abasing himself. He was doing that because that's what he'd really been called to do. I wonder what the Queen really believes. Well, we heard a little bit of it from the video. The one time you find out what the Queen really believes is in her Christmas broadcasts. Don't you remember that a few years ago, Alistair Campbell, that was Tony Blair's spin doctor, he famously said, "We don't do God." Well, Queen Elizabeth most emphatically does do God, and the broadcast at Christmas is her one opportunity when she's able to say what she thinks without government interference, because she writes the speech. And year after year, recently, she's taken the trouble and the opportunity to testify to her faith in Jesus Christ. But when you think about it, Queen Elizabeth is the most far-reaching and effective evangelist in the country, bar none. If 8 million people tune in to hear her testify about Jesus, nobody, no Archbishop of Canterbury, no Billy Graham, no evangelist ever reaches that number of people in one hit. That's extraordinary, isn't it? Absolutely extraordinary. And this is what she said in her Christmas broadcast in the year 2000. To many of us, our beliefs are of fundamental importance. For me, the teachings of Christ and my own personal accountability before God provide a framework in which I try to lead my life. I, like so many of you, have drawn great comfort in difficult times from Christ's words and example. This was her 2012 Christmas broadcast. This is the time of year when we remember that God sent his only Son to serve, not to be served. He restored love and service to the center of our lives in the person of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer this Christmas day that his example and teaching will continue to bring people together to give the best of themselves in the service of others. Isn't that remarkable? Remarkable. Now, it strikes me that if there's one person who might really begin to understand all that Jesus did in coming to earth, leaving glory and coming to earth, it's the Queen. And let me explain to you why. See, Jesus was really clear to his earliest followers who he was. If you ask a lot of people today who Jesus was, they'll usually come up with words like this. Oh, he was a good man, or he was a great teacher, or he was an inspiring philosopher. Actually, Jesus doesn't really give us this option. What he actually said was, he was the saviour of the world. That's what the word Christ actually means. The word Christ is the Greek word for saviour. And what he was saying was an amazing transaction took place. And the Bible talks all about it. The Bible says really clearly that Jesus came from his place in glory with the Father as God in human form. And in doing so, an extraordinary transaction took place. This is what St. Paul says in Philippians 2. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being made in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. See, to save us from bondage, Jesus became a servant. To save us from spiritual death, Jesus died himself. And then he was raised to death 2 days later to prove that all his promises were true. And all we need to do is to do what lots of people here, including this last week, Harry and Audrey, have done, to believe his promises, to say sorry for our sins, receive his forgiveness, and know his gift of abundant life and new life. It's as simple as that. So I wonder how the Queen would understand that better than the rest of us. Well, I think it's because she knows what it was like to be queen. She has the experience of walking into a room and always being the most important person there. Have you thought about that? Except she knows she isn't the most important person there. So when the mobile phone goes off in the middle of the Privy Council, she can say, I do hope it wasn't anyone important. And she means it, because despite what people keep telling her, she knows she's answerable to somebody even more important than she is. Can you see? And she lives in glory. She lives in beautiful palaces and she puts on extraordinary clothes and jewels. She's got a glimpse firsthand of the glory that Jesus left to come to earth for us. I'm sure it's going to be much more wonderful than crown jewels and beautiful interiors and ermine and furs and all this kind of stuff, the kind of thing the Queen wears. But she's got a glimpse of what glory could be like. And she can understand somebody giving all that up to serve. And just as she's made a relationship with Jesus, Harry and Audrey have made a relationship with Jesus, many people here have made a relationship with Jesus. It's something we can all do. We can all do what Jesus and the early apostles, and the earliest apostles said. All you need to do is what Jesus said. Just believe that he died so we wouldn't need to pay the penalty for our sins. We just need to believe that he rose again. We just need to ask his forgiveness for our sins and receive it. And then allow him to fill us with his Holy Spirit and give us a brand new life. And all that's possible because Jesus chose not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. But there's a catch. Becoming a disciple of Jesus costs nothing, but costs us everything. We can't buy it. We can't give money. There's nothing we can give to gain his approval or his salvation. But actually, he says, when you've done that, you need to give your life to serve me and to serve others. And the wonderful thing is, Queen Elizabeth exemplifies that. She's a queen, she's royal, but she exemplifies being a servant. A really good example of how someone so important, so bowed to, so made a fuss of, so exalted, actually knows who she is before God. She's a servant of the King. And Jesus promises that for everyone who receives him, he gives us the right to become children of God. So, that means we can be princes and princesses too. How about that? We're all royal, okay? Harry's a knight. Sir Harry. Well, we can all be royal. We can all be princes and princesses in God's kingdom, which is fantastic, isn't it? Can you see? Jesus comes low so that we can be exalted, which is extraordinary. I thought I'd leave the last word to the lady herself. In her 2011 Christmas broadcast, the Queen spoke movingly of the power of forgiveness. We need to know Christ's forgiveness. And he's promised that if we throw ourselves on his mercy, if we seek his forgiveness, if we say sorry for our sins, then the death on the cross that he did for us means that we can be forgiven. And the Queen spoke about this in 2011. And I just thought I'd show you what she said.